When we look back at the histories and legends of ancient times, we find many mysteries and puzzles that are still waiting to be solved. Many of these ancient puzzles involved a mysterious material which had magical properties. The ancient alchemists of China, Israel, India, Egypt, and Persia spoke of such substances. They called them soma, the elixir of life, qi, mana, prana, and the philosopher's stone, shewbread, and King Solomon's gold. These substances have been associated with other ancient mysteries like the Fountain of Youth, the Ark of the Covenant, and the Great Pyramid. They were also often associated with miraculous healing properties and mystical abilities. Ancient Jewish commentaries describe how the Ark of the Covenant would levitate when it was brought out on holy days. According to the Zohar, the ancient Jewish priest who would tie a rope around the ankle of any priest who was going into the presence of the Ark of the Covenant so that they could safely pull him away from the Ark if it zapped him. The Ark of the Covenant was used to store and perhaps charge the pots of manna saved by Moses. Moses took the golden calf which the Israelites made for worship and burnt it in the fire and ground it to a powder and strawed it upon the water and made the children of Israel drink of it, presumably in order to improve their spiritual connection. The ancient Chinese alchemist Wei Po Yang wrote of the pill of immortality, which is made of Huan Tan, an edible powder from gold. After one ingests Huan Tan, the complexion becomes rejuvenated, gray hair regains its blackness, and new teeth grow where once that had fallen used to be. If an old man, he will once become more youthful again. If an old woman, she will regain her maidenhood. The ancient Egyptians had the Shemana, which the Book of the Dead refers to as What Is It? The Shemana was called both bread and gold and was given in a cone-shaped loaf as an offering to the gods. These ancient puzzles and mysteries have intrigued scholars of ancient history for thousands of years. In the Middle Ages, an alchemist named Artifice claimed that he had solved some of the ancient puzzles and finally got around to writing a book about his experiences with the materials he obtained. After working with them from the space of 1,000 years or thereabouts, which has now passed over my head since the time I was born to this day, through the alone goodness of God Almighty by the use of this wonderful quintessence. The manna of the Bible, which appears to be similar to the Shemana of ancient Egypt, is described as like coriander seed and the color of bdellium. The Israelites ground it into mills and beat it in mortar and baked it in pans and made cakes of it, and the taste of it was as a fresh oil. It arrived in the morning with the dew. Qi and prana are described as energetic substances which can be accumulated in the body through certain breathing techniques. The philosopher's stone is said to be an evolved form of the precious metals gold and silver. Soma and the fountain of youth would be liquids which confer youth and vitality when one drinks them. Here are some of the properties we might look for when searching for a scientific basis for these ancient puzzle elixirs. They are a form of gold, silver, or other precious metal elements. They have an oil form. They can be dried to a white flour-like substance. They exist as a gas or vapor which can be extracted from the air. They can be energized or accumulated in structures like the Ark of the Covenant or the Great Pyramid. They should levitate under certain circumstances. They have remarkable healing and spiritual properties. They would have to be difficult to identify using modern scientific tools because they have not been identified in this way before. Numerous scientists around the world are finding and working with materials with these properties that I have described. They call the material ormus or M-state elements. Several of these researchers have indeed converted gold and other precious metals into an oil or a white powder. Others have extracted a white powder from ocean water and converted it into a metallic gold. One researcher has levitated an oil out of gold of fresh water using a magnetic levitation strap and converted it into metal. Another researcher has extracted the same oil from dew collected at the time of the full moon and from the air by running air through a magnetic vortrap. Yet another researcher has reported the formation of the oil of gold on a gold coin suspended from the peak of a frame of a pyramid. A colleague in Kazakhstan reports that the M-state materials can be energized and accumulated using cone-shaped devices. He also reports that they are associated with the energy points which appear here and there on the Earth's surface. Hundreds of people around the world are working with these materials. Many of them have reported amazing biological and spiritual effects from the use of these materials. A researcher near the U.S.-Canadian border has been growing incredible giant walnuts on a tree he fed with a precipitate from ocean water with ormus. A researcher in Michigan has photographed lights forming off the tips of her cactus plants after watering them with the magnetic trap ormus water. The same researcher has been drinking the trap water for a couple of years. She has reported numerous health benefits, but one of the most striking benefits has been that a broken tooth partially filled in with new enamel after 2.5 months on the trap water. Many other people have reported significant improvement in major health problems such as cancer, AIDS, multiple sclerosis, arthritis, and diabetes. Probably the best-known researcher in the ormus materials is an Arizona cotton farmer named David Hudson, who discovered these materials in the late 70s. Hudson researched these materials for a decade and a half before publicizing them in a series of lectures across the United States from 1994 to 1999. After working with the ormus materials for several years, Hudson realized that their properties were a close match to the properties of the materials that were described in ancient civilizations.